So far, do you anticipate any changes that have come out of the review? I'm sorry, the feedback?
There have been significant changes that have come from the feedback. For instance, we are looking at our long-term goals. ESSA requires each state to set long-term goals. We had proposed 90% in 12 years that all of our students would be at 90% achievement on the state test. And a lot of our stakeholders said, that sounds a lot like No Child Left Behind. You know, No Child Left Behind was 100%. Well, we looked at that and we did some analysis. And when we looked at our rigor of our standards now compared to what they were under No Child Left Behind, we looked at the rate of improvement under the old standards versus, you know, what we're seeing statistically on the new standards. We realized, you know, 90% was, while it was ambitious, which is one of the requirements that we have ambitious long-term goals, it may not have been practical. So we are backing that down to 80%. So that's one example based on direct feedback we've heard from educators around the state when they said, look, we agree with long-term high goals, but we also want to have goals that under No Child Left Behind, folks just said, we give up. Well, we can't have folks give up because really if they do that, they're giving up on kids achieving what we want them to achieve. So we did make some adjustments there. There are a number of examples. You know, the fifth indicator, that's a huge component of ESSA. We have the opportunity for a non-test-based indicator to show quality of schools. We had the drafts that went out, and we got a lot of feedback where folks said, hey, what about this? You know, what about looking at some measures of career technical education, the offerings that schools provide there? So some of that feedback we were able to incorporate, and the work we're doing now is trying to model the data to make sure that it meets the requirements of ESSA, that it does differentiate between schools. They are valid and reliable. They have to be statistically reliable. They have to meet peer review, which means others from around the nation are going to be looking at the Arkansas plan to say, is it sound? Are the measures that we use truly indicative of school quality? So there are a lot of things that are in that mode now of being tweaked. And as if anybody read the previous draft, most of it's the same, but there are some significant changes that we have implemented based on the feedback from before.